Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, inflation is surging. Consumer prices up 5.3%, the fastest jump in almost 13 years, and it sure doesn't look like it's getting any better. Number two, another poll and another shellacking for President Biden as voters are rejecting him across the board in a way I've never seen in American history. It's a full-blown collapse. And number one, Secretary of State Antony Blinken actually showed up in person in yet another attempt to salvage the narrative for the Biden administration of the disastrous cut-and-run exodus from Afghanistan that left thousands of people behind, including Americans and our allies that helped us for more than 20 years. This time, Blinken, who is clearly not up for the job and not ready for prime time at all, appeared in front of the United States Senate, where the hits from Republicans and Democrats came fast and furious. The incompetence of the withdrawal was on full display for the entire world to look at in utter dismay and shock. 13 American military personnel murdered by the terrorists just 3 days before the president forced U.S. troops to flee and leave Americans behind to fend for themselves. A first in American history. But as compelling as this story is, it pales in comparison to the bombshell stories in a brand new book coming out from Bob Woodward. That he writes in part, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, were actively working behind the scenes against the president, Donald Trump, and well beyond any constitutional authority to seize power from President Trump in the weeks following the election in November and taking more control after January 6th of this year. Milley claims he was acting in the best interest of the country, Woodward writes, along with co-author Bob Costa. The book, by the way, called Peril. But the transcript of comments from a conversation between Milley and Pelosi paint a very dark picture of a behind-the-scenes, illegal, unconstitutional power grab, where Milley went so far as to instruct military commanders around him that nothing would happen involving the military unless he approved of the action. He, not the commander-in-chief, but he, General Milley. And he told the Chinese behind the scenes at least twice they had nothing to worry about. He was undermining American authority with possibly our biggest adversary on the world stage. In fact, according to Woodward's accounts, Milley was making back-channel calls to the Chinese Communist Party and its generals in Beijing, telling them there would be no military action originating in the United States for any reason. And even worse, on January the 8th, 2 days after the violence and riots at the United States Capitol, Milley convened a secret meeting. That's right, a secret meeting, according to the new book, with senior military officials in charge of the National Military Command Center in the Pentagon's War Room. During the meeting, Woodward writes, Milley instructed the military brass present to not take orders from anyone. Hear me clearly. Milley was telling these folks to not take orders from anyone, including the commander-in-chief, unless he said so and was directly involved. Witnesses say Milley then went around the room to each person there to get a personal guarantee, one that he considered to be an oath of allegiance to him. To him. Milley also received a call from Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. And Woodward and Costa have the call's transcript, we're told. In the conversation, they write, Milley assured Pelosi the nuclear weapons were safe, but she was not convinced and retorted, you know, he's crazy. He's been crazy for a long time, referring to President Donald Trump. After the call, Milley began issuing more orders, this time to the directors of the NSA and the CIA, telling both Paul Nakasone and Gina Haspel to, quote, aggressively watch everything when it came to President Trump. Then this bombshell from the book, and I quote, Milley was overseeing the mobilization of the national security state without the knowledge of the American people or the rest of the world. And I would add, without any authority whatsoever to do so. There are provisions in the United States Constitution for such matters, including the 25th Amendment. Milley and the CIA director, who was also involved at several levels, feared Trump would attack Iran or maybe China or try to stay in office. Of course, none of those things happened. None. Not one of those things happened. And it seems pretty clear right now it was Milley, Pelosi, Haspel, and others that were trying to pull a coup. Trump may have been angry, but he left office on January 20th. And now the usual suspects of the deep state have a lot to answer for. The definition of treason in the U.S. Constitution is clear, and it reads as follows. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies. Adhering to their enemies, you mean like coordinating with China is what might be going on, or giving them aid and comfort by calling China. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on the confession in open court. Well, it seems the book is a confession. Is China our enemy? Is subverting the constitutional order a crime? Well, it's clear General Milley not only failed America in Afghanistan recently, but he has failed us in far greater ways by trying to seize power and control that is not his to take. And the same goes for Nancy Pelosi and others. This is a critical moment. General Mark Milley should not only be relieved of duty, he should be court-martialed for what happened there. He should be court-martialed. Of course, on the left-wing news outlets, on MSNBC, they tried to defend the unconstitutional behavior of General Milley and Nancy Pelosi and the rest. It didn't go so well. Listen to this.
I thought it was unlikely that Trump would use nuclear weapons, although he had full legal and constitutional authority, in theory, to command that. But the one that bothered me the most was the Secretary of Defense was an acting SecDef. Constitution says the Senate will be involved in approving senior officers of government. There was nobody left. So,
right. But the Senate Democrats wouldn't approve anybody for these positions or these jobs. They blocked Donald Trump from putting up candidates for these jobs. They were also willing participants of this disaster. And Democrats say they're willing to support undermining the Constitution because they still hate Trump so much. And that's what's wrong with the left. Here's Democrat Congressman John Garamendi. Listen to what he has to say.
I believe that Milley would do that. Now, did he do it? Well, that remains to be seen. But what I know of that general and his role as chief of staff is that he would call a meeting, given the concerns of an unhinged president.
Unhinged president. Sounds like General Milley was unhinged, like Nancy Pelosi was unhinged, like Gina Haspel was unhinged. Seems to me the people trying to grab power that wasn't theirs to grab are the people we should be concerned with, not the commander-in-chief, who may have left office angry but did leave office. This shows a very grave period behind the scenes when those unelected officials believe that they're the ones in charge. They are not. Not even today. With Joe Biden, sadly, he is the one in charge. Unless somebody pulls the trigger on the 25th Amendment. There are provisions in the Constitution to deal with these things. It's not up to General Milley or Nancy Pelosi to make other decisions for the American people or those that voted for the duly elected president of the United States at that time, Donald Trump. This is outrageous. Milley should be court-martialed immediately. We'll keep you up to date on what happens. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.